Hello and welcome.
Hello, welcome.
I'm Heather.
And I'm Laura.
We're Sweet Sweet Death, and here we go again with some crazy fucking events that occurred. You know, we obviously, to the eight people that realized it, that we did not put out a new episode last week because someone was barfing their guts out. And yeah, well, first it was the first day we were supposed to cancel. You were like, fuck, I've got Meow Wolf I went to, how was Meow Wolf?
It was really awesome. It was so crazy. It was like a maze. I was in there for like 4 hours.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I took so many like cool pictures. There's just like so many things. Like, it's literally like you go into one room, there's like five other doors. You're like, which one should we take? And then you just end up like in this whole loop, and then you'll be like walking around for like an hour, and then you end up back in that room, but like through a different door.
Oh my God.
It was literally crazy. Like, you could like, I crawled into this like tiny little cubby, and like inside, like, I have pictures off to show you, but it was really awesome and fun.
Yeah, because I have a Snapchat, but it was an accident that I have Snapchat. So,
did you see some stuff?
I did see some of your photos. I've learned how to go through the stories, and that's it, dude. That's as much as I can do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm glad you saw them. Yeah.
It looked intense, man. It looks so fucking fun.
It was weird. Some of the rooms were like just like a bad nightmare where you're just I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
No, I believe it.
Like if anxiety was a room that...
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think it's supposed to make you feel like that. But for me, it makes me feel like that just because like it's kind of like that weird, like, bizarre, like space, art, gothic. Yeah. But
hey, art is subjective. Yeah. It is what you need it to be. Because when I first saw Meow Wolf, I literally... So, because I'm out of touch, I don't know what the youth are doing nowadays, but like I thought it was like a rave or something like the electric, what is it? The Electric Daisy Festival. I thought it was something like that.
I've never heard of that, but that's funny.
Yeah. I think that's what it's called. It happens in Vegas and it's supposed to be crazy. So that's what I thought Meow Wolf was. Oh. And then I don't remember. John was like, it's an art thing. And then you posted pictures. And then I was like, this looks fucking incredible.
Yeah.
And
you should really go. You should like take.
Yeah.
The fam.
Yep. Well, we've talked about going. We might go. Maybe. Well, okay. Actually, before I go on my fucking bandwagon, let's continue on. So, like, you had Meow Wolf, and then I don't remember what
happened. That day was actually really awesome. I went to City O City, ate, like, amazing cauliflowers. Right. I rode because, like, I guess it was the first day they had a game day, too. So, the person I went with, we rented like scooters or whatever, and we rode around in Denver, and then like I was just like going crazy on the scooter. I was like, I don't ever want to return it. Then like
we're gonna, like, drive this thing on the fucking highway home. Literally, Colorado Springs.
They went like insanely fast, like weirdly fast.
Were you like concerned for your safety? Literally, like, this is so dangerous.
It was really fun. And then we were like, let's see how close we can get to Elitch's. And then we were just like driving them, like rode them in like elevators, like across bridges. Yeah, it was really fun. And then like rode to like the top of a parking garage, saw like the top of the city. It was really fun. And then like, yeah, I feel like a couple other things like crazy happened to me throughout the week.
Yeah.
But most recent was yesterday, skating. Okay, I guess it wasn't that crazy, like, but I've made this new skate friend, like Cassidy. She's like head of the Pikes Peak Skate Club.
Oh, cool.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, like, runs their Instagram.
Yeah.
And so like we had met like I think the week before I got sick, and she had invited me to like Monday skate, but then obviously I missed that, so I was like puking my guts out.
Yeah.
And then I saw them like again yesterday, and then this lady who's always there, Sarah, and then this dude Tyreek. And then, like, the Sarah lady was like, oh, like, in California, we skate in a circle and we all hold hands. And, like, the momentum, you, like, kind of pull.
Crazy.
And, like, so we're, like, doing this and it starts getting, like, really fast. Like,
oh, my God.
Like a merry-go-round round you, like, can't get off of.
Like, when you watch kids when they're going too fast. Yes. Like, oh, that.
Literally. And, like, we, like, ricocheted her, like, because she's like, you guys are going way too fast. Like, she literally just like shot out, like just like out into like, like it was like so hilarious. She's like, you guys are going way too fast. I never go this fast. I was like, I kind of agree, but like the other two just like kept going really fast. Then they did it to me, but I just like shot into the ground. I was like, oh my gosh. And then after that, she's like, okay, we're done. And I was like, yeah. Like, But yeah, it was really fun. Like,
we're not used to this.
Yeah. It was weird though. And then like her boyfriend was like recording us, and yeah, I don't know, but it was fun. It was like a fun little like skate night, just like learning some like new footwork, because we're really good at the footwork. I more just like kind of skate around, do like spins and stuff like that. And like,
which is, what do you mean? Oh, I just do spins and stuff. It's, it doesn't seem possible for people to do what they do on skates. So don't sell yourself short, man. So what, any like in particular moves that you've learned?
I've apparently gotten better at my toe spins. That's that one. Okay. What someone told me yesterday. I was like,
thanks.
Doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Learning how to downtown a little better. I'm going to start practicing in my house. Like, I feel like I kind of fell out of skating, just kind of like, felt like I hit like this kind of like plateau.
Yeah.
And then I was just kind of, like, happy, honestly, where I was. But then I was like, well, I want to learn more tricks. But, like, the footwork thing, it feels like my brain is, like, going to explode when I try to do certain stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, the girl I was talking to last night, she was, like, showing me some, like, things, like, to help me kind of get better, like, moving my legs and getting comfortable. So I was like, okay, I'll start practicing this at home, kind of.
Yeah.
Hopefully start learning some more tricks and cool stuff. So I think it'll make me better skater.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh, and I smashed shit up at work yesterday, like,
what,
with the girls like I work with. You know how they'll have like fondant cover cakes and stuff like that? Well, like, they also had these glass shelves, so my manager came in, she's like, we have some glass that's good for breaking if you want to come out and smash it. I was like, okay. So I like went out there, it was like just all three of us. And then Alyssa's like, just pick up a slab and throw it into the dumpster. I was like, I think it's wider than the dumpster. They're like, it's fine, it'll shatter.
So literally, I was just
like, like, into the dumpster. It was like, psh, like, freaking movies. And we're all just like taking turns throwing these like slabs of glass in, like, so exploding.
Dangerous, Laura.
Yeah. And then like, Alyssa's like, I want to throw this cake at the wall. She's like, record me. So she's just like, like, and it was like so hilarious. She's like, wait, I want to do it again. She's like, picks it up, like, does it again. It's like so hilarious. I was just like, okay, like, so yeah, that was about that was my week.
Fuck, I just, I don't know, it feels like you're in a Judd Apatow movie or something. Like, we're just breaking fucking glass and throwing cakes at walls and shit. Like,
some of the pieces like flew up and hit me in the face.
Oh my,
like,
god.
It was fine, but
you could have died.
And there's like kind of these like weird, like, I don't know how to describe them, but they're kind of like, I think they're on drugs, but they live like in the house right next to the shop.
Yeah.
And they'll just have like weird, they're doing weird things. They'll come and like look in the dumpster and like stuff like that. And after, like, literally like right after we like broke all the glass, I go out and this lady like from over there is like in the dumpster, and she's like, she's like holding up like a piece of glass. She's just like,
sorry.
They'll like eat like cake and stuff out of there, like things. Like, I don't know. But the dude parked his like weird car like in a spot that's not even like for parking, like kind of like in a weird spot. But apparently today the dumpster took like out, like, or the dump like truck took out of like a chunk of it.
Oh shit.
And then he was like calling to report it, but then we're like, well, you weren't really in like a parking spot.
Yeah, you were.
So like, and like that car looked a little crazy too. Like, there was like batteries and cinder blocks and just weird shit in it. Like, looked like someone lived in it. And like,
yeah,
I don't know, but
like, sorry, but it's in a really bad spot.
Yeah,
there's so many places you can park your car where
I don't know, they were kind of crazy, but yeah, that's what
kind of crazy. Yeah fuck.
And picking, then there was like a weird, like, so there was like that pile of like his car, and then there was like cigarette butts and like a milk bottle and like weird like pile of crap this morning.
Yeah.
And my manager, when she got in, she just like stood there and was like staring at it. He's like, oh, I'll clean it up. It wasn't me, but I'll clean it up. She's like, okay. And then he like cleaned it up, but
don't worry, I got it. It wasn't me though. Okay. Fuck.
That's how I felt. I was
like, reminds me of the time that I was working this temp job. I think I've told you, but it's worth retelling because I think it's so funny. I was like planting flowers for, it was a 2-week job. And this chick I was riding with in the truck, she we were talking. She was really young. She was like 21, I think. And she, I asked, she mentioned a kid, and I was like, oh, you've got a kid. And she was like, yeah, I've got 3 kids. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then out of nowhere, she's like, and yes, they're all from the same father. I was like, oh, okay.
It's like, I don't.
And then she started going off where she was like, yeah, and it's so funny because, like, you know, my husband has darker skin, but my youngest son has like really, really light skin and like light hair. And she starts like describing how crazy and like, well, what are the odds that my kids don't look anything like their dad? Like, but yeah, they're all totally from the same dad. And it was like the weirdest.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't ask for any of this information. Like, I'm just sitting here. I asked if you had kids. And it turned into a fucking, like, a like, defense. It's like, whoa. It was like just really like, okay, startling. Yeah. She was the same chick. I don't remember. She was just like weird. She kept, so like when we pumped gas at one point, this is the company car. And you know, when the gas clicks that it's full, she kept like chunk, 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 like over and over. I was like, I think it's full. She's like, oh no, it can take more. And then it spilled over.
Oh my God.
And she was like, oh, it's fine.
What?
Just like drove away with like this really full gas tank. And she was so fucking bizarre. Oh, she was the same girl too. Sorry. I like.
Is this the one who she'd be like, people are honking at
that
me?
That was her. I was literally going to say that. Yeah. we're at like some college and we're down an embankment basically from, or like we're from the highway where the college is. And we're just planting flowers, right? And people are going by at 70 miles an hour, you know, and they can't really see that well down there. And she's like, oh, so many people were honking at me while I was bent over putting flowers in the flower bed. And we're like, what the fuck are you talking about? You going that fast, like you could be a dude for all they know. Like you can't
literally
tell.
They're like they're honking at the asshole in front of them.
Right? It's like, no, there's a lot of bad drivers in this city. Like they're just honking at other drivers.
Bizarre.
She was out of fucking control. She's probably in jail now. I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah. Sounds like a character.
A real character indeed. Yeah. Oh, did you end up watching? Cooking with Paris.
Okay, I watched that first episode.
That's okay. That's all I've really watched.
Yeah.
I was like, we have to do like a weekly
like episode update.
Yes.
It's so weird, especially when she's like making that marshmallow stuff. And like, I love how Kim comes over and she's just like, you cooking that? And she has like her weird little gloves on and just like everything. Yes. Just like, this is so weird. Like,
So Cooking with Paris is in Paris Hilton. And then Kim is in Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
So Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian are quote unquote like cooking together.
Yeah.
So like all of they're just she's so bizarre. And okay. Serious question. Because they're talking about a blender, right?
And the mixer.
The mixer. Okay, so there's a blender next to a mixer, like a big fancy KitchenAid. It probably cost $600, this fucking KitchenAid.
Yeah.
And they're like, she's like, which one's the blender? And then Kim, she's like, I don't know, my sisters use it all the time. And then Kim or Paris guesses the KitchenAid is the fucking blender. And then you hear the producer shout, blender, blender, blender. Because it's not the blender.
She's like reaching for the mixer.
Yeah.
And she's like, which one? Like,
oh, the blender? Okay. This is the controversy. Paris Hilton is a 40-year-old woman. 40 years old. She has been clubbing for at least 30 years.
Yeah.
You're telling me this woman does not know what a blender is?
I was really confused. That's what I was thinking. I was like, how does she not know?
But here's the thing. So
I was like, I feel like rich people drink lots of smoothies too.
Right.
Like,
she knew how to work the blender, so it's not like she'd never seen a blender. So, like, I was like, she's got to be playing it up that she's that fucking stupid,
that's
right?
What I felt like, I don't know, like, it was really weird to me.
But here's
like,
the thing. Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian might actually be that fucking stupid. So I'm so torn. This is like Blendergate. Do they or do they not? know what a fucking blender is.
Or maybe it's
is.
Like one of those things where it could be like a blender is a mixer is a blender, like because it like mixes it together. I don't know.
You know they have to know what a blender is. But I want to believe that she didn't know what the blender
yeah,
was.
It was really weird and like, yeah.
She can't be that fucking stupid, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
But she's also cooking melting marshmallows in lace gloves. Like, yeah. She's doing the craziest
shit. Got it, like, all over.
Shit.
In, like, a pure white dress. Like,
yes. Her fucking sliving gloves. Sliving. Are you sliving, Laura?
I don't know. I don't know, Heather, if I'm sliving my best life.
I'm not sliving because I just made a house out of cardboard and popsicle sticks. So I am not sleigh living. I'm like sloth living. I could be sliving. So
we, slothing.
Slothving.
Yeah, I kept wondering what that word was. I was like, what the fuck is she saying? And then like halfway through, I was like, oh, okay. Like they give us a definition.
Yeah. Well, so I was, you know, obviously very high when I watched that because I wouldn't have been able to handle it otherwise.
For some reason too, like I just want to say when you kept telling me like cooking with Paris, like I kept thinking like Paris, like
France, like,
yeah,
like wonderful.
Then I put
Parisian
it on and it's like
food.
Paris Hilton. And I was like,
oh,
like I like just like when I was like reading it or like you're saying it to me, I just like kept thinking just like Paris, like just Paris. I was like, what is like so special about this like Paris show?
Yeah.
Then I realized like, oh,
this is garbage.
Yeah,
this
like
is
Paris Hilton.
Yeah, she's making me watch something that's gonna
and
be
it was
fucking
so funny
awful.
Too because my roommate's like going through like recently watched. He's like, why is this on my recently watched? I was like, he's like, were you watching this? I was like, no.
You lied. You were too embarrassed.
Then I was like,
"Be ashamed."
I was like, "I'm just kidding." Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, "Oh," he's like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, "It's funny."
Like it was recommended to me recently by New York Times, put it as number 400.
Okay.
Of the top 401.
Also, this reminds me. Have you watched Squid Games?
Mary's watching it right now.
Really?
Yes.
Dude, it's so good. She's...
I know it's intense. Look, some of the... Okay.
I was about to say.
Listen, first off, you have to be a bad parent, which I am. Second, some of the mangas. Yeah, some of the mangas she's read.
Yeah.
Some of the anime is so over-the-top violent.
Wait a second.
But it's like, now that she's seen it, it's kind of like... Yeah, you can probably handle it.
Yeah.
This is
I feel
America.
Like the violence, too, is kind of like that. Like, it's, like, kind of funny. Like, kind of, like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. You should really watch it, though. It's good.
She keeps telling me over and over. She's like, you have to watch it. You'll love it. It's so good. So, yeah. I am planning on watching it. But first, I have to finish Cooking with Paris.
Okay.
That is quality. A quality show, and it's been out since February.
Oh wow.
Since February. I was laid up in bed. I could have been watching that shit. I mean, I'm just really disappointed with what I did with my time. Like,
oh, also I'm gonna be getting my tattoo in like,
oh shit,
not this coming Wednesday but next Wednesday.
Oh my god, Laura,
I'm scared.
Holy
I keep
shit.
Getting like that like anxiety where I'm like but yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And you're gonna love it.
Yeah, I'm excited, but yeah, also nervous, but
yep.
Just want to throw that out there. I hope he can fit it, like, on my arm.
Oh, fuck yeah, he can. He is a professional.
Yeah.
I saw his shit. It
was
phenomenal.
And I just read, too, that he's closing his, like, books for next year because he has, like, a torn rotator cuff or something, so
oh,
it's like...
Oh, you're like, yes!
Yeah.
Oh, so when it's really weak... And shaky.
That's what I was thinking. I was like,
is this going to be a stick figure?
Like, is he okay to be tattooing? But
yeah,
I don't know.
So. Just a little stick figure with like a crown looking thing. There's your clicker. I took a Disney decade quiz on mental floss. I had to take it like 8 times because I needed a perfect score. So I took it over and over until I got it right.
Wait.
So it was like you had to guess which decade what movie was from. Because, like, you don't realize how old some of these movies mm-hmm. are. Like, what Disney movies are from the 60s? Which ones are from the 70s? Like, I think Snow White was, you know, 1939 oh, or wow. something. It's so old, right? So it was like a little Disney decade quiz. And I took it literally 8 times at least. Because I was like, I have to get... Hmm. I kept getting ones wrong. I was like, I don't know, Rescuers, the fucking Fox Under. And the Hound. Yeah. No, not Down Under, the first one.
Oh.
Did you
just
know
like
a...
the Rescuers, yeah. and then there's the Rescuers Down Under. Okay. Yes.
I was like, know. Wait, I was just, like, connecting have you them. Not seen that first one with the little redhead girl?
I love, yeah. Okay. She gets, like, kidnapped in the boat. Yeah. And she... Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's, like, she's the got the little doll and... Yeah. She's so sweet.
I love that movie.
Fuck yeah, man. I think my favorite Disney movie, it might be Tangled.
Really?
I think so.
I feel like, okay, that's kind of like my favorite as well. And yeah. also like Lilo and Stitch. Like,
oh, that's right. You're a freak for Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, I just yep. love how like weird they are. It reminds yeah. me of me and Anakin, like just how bad he is. And just like me being like, don't hurt the little angel.
Yeah.
And he's like,
like you do have a crazy dog, because like I haven't been to your place too many times, but like one time I was just by your fence and I remember going like, most dogs like me, like he'll probably be all right. She's totally exaggerating, and he snapped and snarled at me that whole time. I was like, oh my god, this dog's a fucking killer.
That's how my mom, because like my mom was like, dogs love me, and she meets Anakin, she's like, I don't like that dog, because like he like didn't like her. He likes her now, but like he takes like a second, like he'd like you if like you came in my house, sat down for like 20 minutes, he'll warm up to you. But if it you're like a stranger, he's like, hell no.
But that's got to make you feel good, right?
Yeah.
I see. Well, as annoying as Mooch is, and he is locked outside, but like, I feel bad. He kept scratching because you were coming over. We're recording. So like, he was outside and he's so old and he was just like pawing at the door, like, let me in. And then I just shut that door in his face. I was like, nope, you are staying outside. And he gives really good sad eyes. But it's nice to know when he barks, like... Well, when he was tougher looking, when he was not just old and fat and kind of like, he can't do anything. Like, he's not chasing anybody that's coming through our backyard. But, like, his bark was so deep and booming. Like, I loved it. And I never was afraid to walk him late at night either, because he's so big. So, like, I remember one time even, like, a van slowing way down, like, next to me. And then they just, like, sped up and took off.
They're like, no.
Like, maybe we won't. Well, first off, I'm a big lady. And second, well, like, tall, you know, I'm a girthy gal. I'm not, like, super fat, but I'm 5'9", you know, I'm hefty.
You look
and,
like you could.
Like, I'd throw down. Like, and I would. Yeah. I would try to fight you. And then I've got this big 90-pound muscle machine that looks like it could, like, snap your fucking head in half. So, yeah, I was never afraid.
Kill.
Yeah, we call him Killer. Oh, we call him Mooch because he begs for every fucking food article in this goddamn mouth. Tonight we put a milk glass. Okay, so like Mary had drank some milk and there was a little bit left at the bottom, but it's a clear cup. It's plastic. So I was like, John, you got to watch this, because Mooch accidentally got to a clear milk glass before, like, and I'd seen it and I was like, this is the funniest shit I've ever seen, because his tongue doesn't quite reach the bottom.
Oh,
so but you can watch this tongue like right there. It looks and it's like he's trying so hard and then all he just pushes it all around the room and he can't get it, so he'll have to like usually pin it. He has to like pin it against the wall and try to like really shove his face in there, and then his tongue is like and like so he's getting nothing and it's so fucking funny. He eventually gives up, but
he's like,
it was a good solid 5 minutes. John and I are just laughing.
That's hilarious. Poor dog.
We're not giving shit about Mooch. So funny.
You're, like, torturing him.
Yeah, he's so... Aww. Nah, fuck him. Cute. He got plenty of doggy treats today. He is just fine.
The other day, I dropped, like, you know that little crack? Like, I don't know if you have one, but, like, the stove and, like...
Oh, yeah.
fridge stove in the, or yeah. wherever.
Yeah.
I dropped like a little potato down there and I was like, oh, whatever.
It's just gonna Anakin, have to like, rot there.
Yeah, Anakin like hears it. He like came into the kitchen. I was like, there's no way he's gonna be able to get that.
Yeah.
I looked down there. Somehow he got it, but he was like just there forever, like just like shoving his head in, like his paws were like just pressed. He's like, I'm getting this fucking potato. And I was like,
okay. It's a potato. It's not even going to be worth it, yeah. bro. By the time you're done with it, you're going to be like, I did all this for a potato?
Yeah.
There was a time my sister had this little Chihuahua terrier mix. His name was Spike. Really fast. I mean, just very wiry, wiry dog, you know? But, like, I remember one time I'm in the kitchen and I drop a piece of bacon and I look down to get the piece of bacon and it's gone. And I look and Spike is scuttling under the table with that piece of bacon in his mouth. I was like, that was so, like, he must have snatched it out of the air running in the other direction. It's like,
he's like waiting for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he was like so Usain funny. Bolt waiting for the fucking, you know, shot and then just grab that bacon out of the air. It was, yeah, really incredible.
I don't know what made me think of this, but because it's like spooky season now, like October.
That's right.
And like, you know, the song, like, I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy.
Oh. No.
You don't know this song?
I don't listen to the radio.
It's not like the radio. It's like.
No. Well, I don't Heather. Have the TikTok. I don't do this is an popular old song. Things.
I think it's like. Maybe it's like. Hold on.
Okay. It's an old song?
Yes. Oh. You know this song. I'm a horrible Bullshit. Singer. Okay, I'm playing, like, one little, like, snip of this. I don't know if we have to delete it, but, like, I want you to hear it. It's, like, weird 80s, like, synth.
I've literally never heard this song before. What? I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then. Well.
I'm sorry.
Apparently, like, Dylan and Dominic had never heard it either, and I, like, came down the stairs the other day. I was like, guys, I have to tell you something. Because I'd, like, been hearing it or whatever, yeah. So, like, Halloween. And they're like, what? And I was like, I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no privacy. And Dom's, like, holding a book, and he's, like, just, like, staring at me, like, he's like, what? He's like, what do you mean? And I was like. Then I just, like, started, like, hysterically laughing because I thought I was just, like, so funny. And I was like, it's a song. And then there's Dang. Both, like...
right.
Yeah.
Anyway. Back to watching
Wow, I can't
Cooking
believe,
with Paris.
I can't believe you've never heard that song either.
I'm sorry.
I feel like you have.
I don't think that I have. maybe if it was ever in, like, a kid's Halloween movie, then maybe I've seen it.
It's but like I superstition or something, like, you know, like.
I, Laura, I, listen.
Maybe it's because you don't watch like spooky stuff. I guess
it's
like,
that's like probably horror
movies and stuff. I don't know.
Big part of it. I've never seen a single. I don't know Jason. I'll never watch a Freddy Krueger. I've never seen Hellraiser. Nothing. You want to know what I have seen? M. Night Shyamalan's Signs. That's the scary movie that I've seen.
And The Sixth Sense, right?
Huh?
You've seen The Sixth Sense, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
While I was sick, like, just was watching, like, all those movies, because
yeah.
I watched Firestarter.
Oh, how fun. Just, you know, like, what? I've never seen it, but I know, really? Like, I mean, I've seen, you know, clips yeah. of it. Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
If he's, like, a kid. Like, I had two, and, like, I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna watch it. So, like, I saw it, and my mom used to say it was, like, her favorite movie when she was, like, six, or, like, her age, Aww. You know, like, when she was little. So, I was like, oh, I'll just watch it, yeah. and, like, tribute to mom.
And then you cried.
No.
Oh.
But, yeah, it was pretty, like, those graphics, man.
Yes.
There's, like, a scene, she's, like, shooting a fireball, hits a guy, the guy just, like, flies into a tree, like, on fire. Like, I was like, wow, okay. They really went crazy with this. Yeah.
Really, it's just a dude, like, jumping off a trampoline into right. a mattress.
Yeah.
I tried to watch the other night, I fell asleep, but, like, I turned on the first Harry Potter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, they need to pull a George Lucas and just fucking reanimate some of these scenes. You know, like, when he did it to Star Wars, it was fucked up. Because, like, it was so revolutionary for the time.
Yeah.
Harry Potter was made in the middle of digital art being kind of sort of okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like it deserves better.
Yeah, so, I agree. Like,
yeah, I, you know, I look at, like, Game of Thrones. Those dragons were fucking spectacular.
Yeah.
That ogre in the first Harry Potter, it's literally Shrek.
Yeah, I know.
So
oh, my God.
It's fucking bad. It's, like, it's just cheesy.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I agree. I agree.
Get rid of it. Fucking burn it to the ground.
What does the guy say? He runs and he's like, something.
Oh, I think he says, he screams, ogres.
Oh,
in the dungeons.
I always love him. He's like,
it's like, what a pussy ass bitch. Like, even as a teenager, I was like, what a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, Alan Rickman, like, I'm so sad. Richard Harris, like, they're both dead, man. They're aww, fucking dead.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I miss Alan Rickman a lot. That got sad real fast. Sorry. But have you seen Dogma, right? That might be his.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah,
like, I think probably my, yeah, favorite movie with him in it. And then Hans fucking Gruber, man. Shit, yeah. From Die Hard. God, don't give me that look. You don't give me shit for not knowing that bullshit 80s song, okay, when you have not seen Die Hard.
I know, I know. Don't people, that's the movie people consider like a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, there's,
right,
like a, like, big war because it's a Christmas movie and everybody else just denies that it's a Christmas movie. So.
Wait, you think it's a Christmas movie, like, too?
Okay. I think, no, I know it's a Christmas movie.
Okay, yeah, I was like, mm.
It's the greatest holiday movie.
Oh, not so really. I tried to, that's, convince, because I still obviously haven't, like, watched The Thing. So, like, my coworkers, like, today, they're like, what movie should we watch tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And, like,
did you?
My coworker Michelle's like, I can't watch, like, really scary. I was like, we could watch, like, The Thing. Have you guys ever seen that? And they're all like, and I was like, okay.
Like, never mind.
Which none of them have seen it, but, like, my one friend was like, like, she's like, I think I tried to watch it, just, like, not, like, I think I fell asleep. I was like, okay,
it, whatever. Could have been the 2011 one.
Oh,
which,
maybe,
is different because,
yeah,
that's like a prequel to, yeah, it's supposed to be like what happened to the other research center, so, like, it's, you find it out pretty, okay, early in the other, in the 82 version of The Thing. Yeah, they go to figure out, it starts off with a helicopter chase or chasing a dog, and then they go to see why, like, where they came, mm-hmm, from this base, and, like, everything's fucked, oh, and destroyed, and
so
there's,
like,
all
the
this
first,
crazy shit there.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what, like, the 2011 version is based,
oh, okay,
on.
Okay, okay.
So fuck that. I mean, it's not a bad movie, but I would definitely say watch the Kurt Russell version first.
Yeah.
That's a must. For, especially if you like scary, you gotta do,
yeah,
it.
I might just watch it by myself because I've been kind of into, like, older, like,
oh,
horror,
yeah,
and stuff recently, obviously, but, yeah.
It's the shit, man. It takes a little bit to get started, and then once it gets going, it's,
yeah,
it's just freaky. Yeah, okay, sorry, rant over.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, one last thing. That's, I know, fine. We should probably, like, get going on that thing. Okay, I started, okay, because you, I don't watch a lot of garbage TV. Mm-hmm. Like, today, earlier, we were watching a fucking documentary about drummers, which was fantastic.
Ooh,
it's on Netflix. I forgot, good, what it's called. But it's got, like, the drummer from, like, The Clash, from Queen, The Police,
oh,
Red,
wow,
Hot Chili Peppers, like, Jane's Addiction. Mm. They have all these amazing drummers,
yeah,
just talking about, like, their love of drumming, where it started, some of the early artists, you know, jazz musicians, stuff like that. I learned that Iron Maiden is from England. Whoops, didn't know that. Learned that the Animals were from England. Didn't know that either.
Oh.
Felt kind of embarrassed.
I,
like,
know the,
oh,
Animals, but I didn't,
yeah,
know Iron Maiden was.
Right?
Yeah.
Fucking real shocker was when that movie came out about Stephen Hawking,
mm-hmm,
and it had a British accent. I was like, oh my God, he's British?
Oh,
like,
yeah, because you, like, never hear
because I've only heard his computer voice,
yeah,
and it doesn't have an accent. So for, like, you know, I was in my 30s. And I was like, oh shit, he's British. Anyway, sorry. But anyways, I try to watch. I like quality programming. I really respect it. That being said, a real guilty pleasure is an MTV show called Are You the One? And it's on Netflix. And I started watching it again. It's so terrible. It's like a white trash version of like The Bachelor. It's so bad. It's like 10 guys and 10 girls, and a computer algorithm has determined who their perfect match is. And these 10 guys and 10 girls have to match up perfectly by the 10th episode, and they all split $1 million. So that's like point. Yeah, so that's the point of the game. And if you have a blackout night, we're okay. There's all
if
this
you have
bullshit.
A blackout night.
Oh my god, it's so bad. I should, like, no one above the age of 18 should be watching this, but I can't stop.
I honestly get into stuff like when I watched like what was that, Love Island, like
I feel that was too much. I was like, this is too much trash.
I had to watch like subtitles. I can understand like them sometimes because I watched the like because I think they did, like, an American version, but I love the, like...
The British version.
Yeah.
I think whenever Americans try to do it, there are rare exceptions where it works. Like, The Office. But, like, yeah, the British, usually, when it's their show, it's usually done better, you know? But, like, watching Are You the One was... It's fucking hilarious. Because they have a fixed amount of time, right? So it's all these horny, like... They're all the hottest people you've ever seen. They're all, like, they only choose people who are the hottest with, like, the worst impulse control. Yeah. Like, they only choose those people because everybody's making out with everybody else. There's instant jealousy. There's, like, all these commitment issues.
Oh,
it's
I'll
like,
watch it.
You're all
just for fun.
Here to,
like brainless.
It's so brainless. Yeah. And there's a lot of, like... testosterone of dudes, bros, and like who are shirtless often. I don't know, they've got like either sunglasses on or like a backwards hat, you know, just like your typical bro. And there's so much screaming of like, you know what bro of that. And it's awesome. Of girls just breaking down and crying of like, I thought he was the one that I was gonna love forever. And it's like, first off, you're from Anchorage, Alaska, and he lives in like Galveston, Texas. Like, you guys are never gonna get married anyway. You're all here to like make out and split $1 million. Like, that's the point. And how personal they all take it, like, instantly. It's the fucking funniest thing where they'll know each other for a day and he'll be like, I feel like I can marry you. And then like that night he's like fucking somebody else. It's so fucking funny.
All right, I'll watch it.
You know, they're all like barely 21. They've been partying hard for, like, they're veterans at this point of like partying. Like I said, all the dudes are just like cut, dude, which is nice. But outside of that, it's worthless.
All right, I'll have to watch it.
You should.
Sounds great. I love shit. I haven't watched like a show like that forever because I like used to love like Jersey Shore, like
that.
Like
I could
that.
Not
just,
get
like,
into, but like
oh,
the comp.
Man, I loved it.
I like the competition aspect, but like a Jersey Shore, I couldn't.
Yeah, I like kind of now how like these like new ones are kind of like more like game show, like you like got something like in it. Where like I feel like the older ones were just kind of like for like fun.
They
like,
were all like The Real World. They were all exactly Jersey Shore. I remember, so re-listening to old Kevin and Bean, and I forgot that for a long time they would have this little moment before they'd start their day where it would be like, and now another dramatic moment from the hills. And it'll just be them like talking about what they always talk about, of just like the boringest shit of like... You know, I don't really like it when your sister uses my TiVo. And it's like, moments like that, dude.
It's so funny.
And then, like, that's why I'm laughing so much at, like, Are You the One? Because it's all, you just feel, like, you feel it. Because it's like, well, I mean, you weren't 21 that long ago. But I don't feel like you were ever that crazy. Like,
no, I wasn't. Yeah. I, like, skipped that phase,
but, like,
I think.
watching these girls like just try to talk about their emotions and they're all doing the hair flip things when they talk, you know, they're all like just very flirtatious of like, I just have like a really dark background, you know, of like, I don't know, I feel like I was neglected and like, I just have trust issues. And then the guy will be like, yeah, 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 you know, I feel that like my girl used to cheat on me all the time. And she'll be like, oh my God, like, I just feel like you're my soulmate. And I just love these worthless interactions that like, you could pluck any guy and any girl literally out and they'd all have that exact same conversation. Like, it's just, they're all brain dead.
It's funny.
Sorry.
Sad, but.
Anyway, so that was like my garbage programming. I'm gonna watch that. You really should. It's a huge waste of time. And then speaking of waste of time, I still have, sorry, just to, so people don't think I'm a worthless sack of shit that just watches garbage TV. I've been crafting. I put little paper bats. I made some origami bats.
They're beautiful.
I made a little house, a little haunted house.
I'm going to copy you and do the same exact thing.
So, and I even did red and green because I want to try to like transfer that over to Christmas.
So I like that.
I can cover, oops, I can cover up the cobwebby bits to make it look more like snow.
Oh, okay. Okay,
and then maybe put like little fairy lights for Christmas lights.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So that's thinking, the goal. Thinking. That's right. And then I was literally thinking of putting little Santa hats on the skulls that are sitting next to it.
I kind of wanted, like, that's inspiring me to do like a creepy Christmas. Like,
you should.
Like, yay! Krampus or whatever.
Oh, yes.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, so because my mistake was like I joined a Halloween prop page on Facebook. Ooh. So like, don't do that. It's a fucking, I could probably go to Michael's like right now and spend $1,000 in 10 minutes, like fucking easy.
Well, yeah, because five things are $1,000.
Right? Fuck, man. I did. I was like trying so hard because I went, okay, so I had to buy like a glue gun. I bought some glue sticks, some other like little things. And what pissed me off is those skulls, nowhere to be seen in Michael's or Joanne's. There were like no just regular, normal little skulls to buy.
Yeah.
They were all either like had rhinestones all over them or they were velvet. Or they had electrics in them where their eyes blinked. And then the only, like, normal skull that I found was, like, this giant fucking head. I was like, come on!
It's, like, taunting you.
Yeah, kind of. And so I ended up going to fucking Lowe's and buying a skull. Oh. So, tip, if you can't find skulls or maybe props, you might be able to find them at Home Depot or Lowe's.
Yeah.
Because fucking Michael's and Joanne's really failed me. Yeah. Joanne's had way cooler Halloween decorations, though.
I love, like, their decorations.
Oh, my God. I could have...
If I was rich, like...
Oh, I literally could have put one of everything. There was a platter. I was like, I wanted this platter so bad. It was, like, super heavy. It was solid, dude. But it was, like, $50. I was like, I can't justify $50.
I got a light-up Beetlejuice sign.
Yes! How cool.
Yeah, I love it.
Fuck yes.
It was like Garrett came to pick up Anakin and he saw it in my room and he was like,
oh.
He's like, I like this. So I was like, hit that button. And then it was like, we're like,
that's awesome. Fuck yes. I pay more Halloween decorations, I say. I've had, you know, spiders on my window for 4 or 5 years now.
Honestly,
I refuse to take them down.
I want my room to be Halloween year round. So
I think you should. Some people do Christmas year round. Yeah. Why the fuck can't you do Halloween?
Exactly.
There was a woman I used to be friends with, kind of like in that group of people that like I had to disconnect from. But like, she has skulls. Just she decorates her yard with skulls.
Yeah,
which is fucking cool. It's like rocks and skulls.
Yeah,
and it's a lot of respect, man. I think it even made the paper one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Like, creepy lady has creepy art. No, she's not creepy. She's, like, really smart. It's kind of freaky. Anyway, well, shit. Should we just get into it?
Okay.
All right.
So, I'm starting off.
Yes.
Okay. I apologize. It's going to be shorter, but it was just like one I wanted to do because kind of like I don't know. I like Alaska, and I feel like it's like one of those places where lots of people go like missing, and
it's like it's literally the last frontier. Yeah. Like, yeah, people go for an adventure.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like lots of weird things happen there. I probably could have found like something maybe a little more interesting, but no. I think this one was kind of just like, I don't know, just kind of like called to me like when I was reading about them. So I think I told you a little bit about it, but it's about the disappearance of Erin Marie Gilbert. And yeah, I didn't really find like much about it, honestly, when I was looking online. Like, I think just because it's like unsolved, and I think it happened like 20 something years ago now or something like that. Yeah. Oh wait, 95, so
oh god, fuck you. Yeah, literally, that was like, almost 30 years ago,
like right before I was born. So 26 years ago.
You don't have to rub it in like that. Right before I was born in
95. I actually wrote July 1st, 1995. I was still a growing fetus in my mother's womb. But, yeah, so she got ready for her first date with a man named Dave Combs. They're going to go to the Girdwood Forest Fair, which just sounds like insane to me. I think it was like south of Anchorage, and it's just like this fair they throw in the middle of like deep like woods, like
that sounds awesome.
Alaska. Yeah, I was like, wow, that's kind of creepy and like kind of cool, like, yeah, I don't know. But I mean, I guess normal when you live there, but yeah. So he was like, I'll pick you up at 4. Apparently she went outside to wait with her sister and her brother-in-law and their children. Dave was right on time. He got out of the car, introduced himself to her family. Apparently he had on sunglasses. I'll have to like find my sources again and like read them to you. But the one thing I read, like they mentioned this. I found it very strange they mentioned this, but I wanted to like talk about it because I don't know. I guess like he had these sunglasses on and the brother-in-law was like, take them off so I can get a better look at your face or something like that, which
yeah, I hope he said it just like that too.
It seemed like aggressive to me off. Like to just like you're meeting someone to be like, I don't know why I was stuck on the sunglasses thing. It still bothers
me. That's weird.
Yeah. Okay, anyways,
wait, can I ask, was it nighttime?
It was like daytime, because like I know, you know how like maybe it was night, maybe it was day. Who
if
knows?
It was it's always like sunny, I'd have been there, like, what you know? A fucking douche.
Yeah, but it seemed like weird to me that like, I don't know, they're like already kind of suspicious of the guy. Yeah. Like, take off your sunglasses, like kind of a thing. But yeah, he met them. They're like, okay, he seems fine. And Aaron's like, all right, guys, I'm leaving. I'll take my mobile phone with me. And
my mobile. Wow.
I said mobile, just, you know,
yep,
get that effect. Okay. And waved goodbye to her family.
Yeah, my cellular phone. Sorry.
Her cellular device.
Yes, that's right.
Yep, so she left. They made the drive down south, and little did she know that was the last time they'd see her.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, so she was 24. She'd only been in Alaska for about a year before she went missing. Her sister Stephanie asked her to come and stay with her because I guess, so the sister Stephanie was married to that guy and that guy was in the military. So I guess the sister was like alone a lot. She's like, will you come like stay with me? Yeah. Like I'm lonely kind of a thing. So she was like, sure. Like, why not? Like moved out to like Alaska with her from San Francisco. I guess, like, when I was, like, reading about her online, like, they're, like, oh, like, typical, like, bright and funny and nice. And then, like, I listened to this other podcast, too, and her friend who was, like, describing her was, like, you know, like, I see, like, a lot of things, like, where they're, like, oh, she was so sweet and this and that. And she's, like, but no, like, she wasn't, like, she was just, like, kick-ass, like, hardcore, like, girl, like just kind of like I guess like really unique, like seemed like said like they'd go to like taquerias and like eat people's food like after they left.
What?
Like I guess she like attracted people to like where people like make friends with like the hobos at laundromats and like stuff like that. So I was like, okay, like she seemed like kind of like just like this character who like kind of would get along with anyone.
Yeah,
so I don't know, maybe that had like a part to do like with her going missing. But
yeah.
Yeah, so She left San Francisco and moved in with her sister on the, hopefully I say this right, Elmendorf Air Force Base, since the husband was in the Air Force. She got a job working as a nanny for one of her friends and was also going to be starting cosmetology school. And I guess she really wanted to write a book, too. So she had, like, kind of, like, a lot going for her, like, had, like, plans and stuff like that. It wasn't like she was, like, troubled and, like, wanted to disappear kind of a thing. So because she didn't know many people in Alaska, she would go to this bar a lot in Anchorage called Chilkoot Charlie's. I guess they referred to it as Coots. I don't know. I thought that was kind of funny.
That's awesome.
But yeah,
I guess. Going down to Coots.
Yeah, I guess, like, at the time, it was, like, this really, like, popular bar. Now it's just kind of, like, a normal, like, watering hole kind of place. But
bummer.
Yeah, like, home just, like, young people would hang out there and get drunk and whatever. So she'd go out there and hang out, obviously, because she's, like, social or whatever. That's where she met this dude, Dave. They exchanged numbers and, like, hit it off right away. So apparently they ran into each other on June 30th. I guess, like, maybe they had exchanged numbers and then not, like, ever, like, called each other or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So they run into each other again on, like, the 30th, and they make a date to go to that fair. And it was, like, the following day kind of thing. So the drive from Anchorage to Girdwood took about an hour. So they... Sorry, I'm, like, trying to read my handwriting.
It's okay.
Okay, so the drive from Anchorage to Goodwood took an hour. They reached the fair at about 5. They did, like, normal fair stuff, walked around. Apparently, one witness saw them at a beer garden early in the evening. So apparently, they left to go back to Dave's car at around 6. So I guess they were only there for, like, an hour, like, pretty short or whatever. I don't know. When they got back to his car, so they had this, like, rule in Alaska that I read, like, at the time, where you have to, like, drive with your lights on no matter what, like, whether it's, like, dark out, night out, and, like, because it's, like, sunlight there, like, for, I don't know how
long. Yeah, like, a long time.
Yeah, I think that's the case, like, when this happened. So the dude, like, forgot his, like, headlights were on, so the battery to his car died, apparently. And so they get back and they can't start the car. So he's like, you just wait here. Like, I think I have a friend around here. I'm going to go, like, walk and try to, like, find them. And apparently he's gone, like, 2 hours, which I found, like, really weird. Like, who is gone that long? Like, he said he just couldn't find the house. And he comes back and, like, Aaron is gone. So, Yeah, that's what, I don't know, it's kind of weird, like, first day, random guy, like, car's dead. So then I guess he, like, walked around the fair, tried, like, looking for her.
Yeah, sorry, I'm picturing, like, Bugs Bunny, like hand to forehead, like, pretending to scan and be like, oh, can't find her.
Yeah,
like,
literally, and I think, I don't know, I probably mentioned it, like, later in the story, so I'm not going to say it again, but, okay. Yeah, so he assumed, like, she had just gone a ride and left, so he's like, okay, so miraculously, he gets back into his car, and it, like, starts, so he's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he just, like, drives back. He told the police that he searched the fair for her until 1 a.m., I don't know if that's accurate, but I don't know. And so then he left, went home, and then he waited until 7 a.m. that morning to call Aaron's house and see if she had made it home. So her sister knew something was wrong as soon as the phone rang because she hadn't made it home, obviously. So when she answers the phone, it's Dave, and she was like, okay, this is, like, very out of character for her because she'd never stayed away for an entire night before. So her sister immediately got her husband and her kids, and they drove the hour to the fair and started looking for her at the fairground for any signs of, like, her sister. So she was, like, a very tall girl, like, 6 foot tall. Yeah, so, like, she wouldn't have been, like, hard to miss or, like, spot in a crowd, obviously. She's, like, probably taller than, like, most people. But obviously they don't find her. So her sister Stephanie found someone, like, at the fair to make an announcement on stage that they were looking for a missing person. And this is when some of the fair attendants actually like started to like try and like look for her as well at the fair. After this, her sister called the police as well. They stopped by like a TV studio on the way. Like, she was like really just like on it, like doing like everything like she could to like find her sister like right away. She had like a photo of her. She asked them to put it on the news and be like, hey, like, have you seen my sister? Like, this is literally like just like a few hours after she's like gone missing. That's kind incredible. Of a thing.
Yeah,
I thought it was like pretty like, but I feel like I would do the same for like my sister. Like, I would just like never.
Especially if you know it's not in their character. Like, she's going to know her probably better than most.
Yeah, it's like, you know your sister, like, but yeah, so like I would have done the same thing. But so when police arrive, obviously they do their own search of the fairgrounds. Her father, Kurt Gilbert, flew in to help search for Erin, but his heart sunk like at the thought of even like trying to like search like Alaska for like your missing daughter. It's like kind of one of those things too where I feel like kind of just like hopeless or it's like so much, like just so many places they could have gone. So yeah, I don't know. And
it's a dark fucking place you have to go.
Yeah, so, like, okay. Anyways, yeah. So the area she went missing in was, like, heavily wooded and underdeveloped, especially in comparison to other parts of the state, I guess.
Yeah.
Or at least at the time. I don't know how it is now. I've also never been to Alaska, so. Over the next several days, police conducted an extensive search of the woods around the fair area. They brought in dogs, but they couldn't determine where she had even, like, disappeared to. They even had helicopters fly over the area looking for her. Some people think she, like, wandered into the woods, but it's like why would you do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, detectives interviewed the family and suggested that perhaps she had left voluntarily, but her sister was certain that foul play was involved and that she wouldn't have just left. Kind of a thing.
I'm glad she had like somebody fighting for her. She probably just wandered off into the woods. Like, she probably just took off. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's like she had like some common sense. She was like a smart girl.
Like, have you met this creepy man, Dave? Like, hello, sir, take your sunglasses off. Like, I don't know if this sounds crazy, but Dave seems suspicious. In my mind.
I agree. And, like, they just met kind of a thing. I don't know. Okay, so. And especially because she was about to start, like, cosmetology school. She wanted to, like, write this book. I just don't, like, see her, like, disappearing, like, on her own. So, like, obviously, I kind of think it was, like, foul play, too. So, the Dave Combs guy was the main suspect. He was the last to see her alive. He cooperated in the investigation. And I guess, like, his story, like, never wavered. Like, it was just, like, always the same. Like, this is what I did. Like, walked. Like, couldn't find her kind of a thing. Like, insisted that he left her at the car, came back 2 hours later, and she was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So her case was categorized as missing person and not homicide because police claimed there's no reason to believe that she wasn't alive since they never found her body.
Oh, my God.
Some people think that maybe she, like, waited for Dave and, like, after some time decided to find help, like, herself or something like that. And maybe met someone who ultimately was, like, her killer or her abductor. I think it's, like, kind of interesting just, like, that she, like, vanished out of thin air and, like, I don't know. I think it's, like, weird with these cases where, like, you just think about, like, all the, like, steps that, like, kind of, like, happen that, like, bring these people to, like, this point in their life where they, like, end up, like... Like, if she wouldn't have met this guy or, like, gone to the fair, like, kind of thing. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, kind of creepy. Like, also, too, like, I feel like a lot of weird, like, alien shit happens in, like, Alaska.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, saying she was, like, abducted by aliens or anything, but, like, obviously she was, like, probably kidnapped, but.
Interesting activity.
Yeah, just, like, a lot of weird things where people just, like, disappear, like, literally out of thin air. So, her sister, like, I guess refused to give up though and made like regular trips to Girdwood. She would walk like miles of woods, like hung up posters. Even after moving to Washington in September of 1996, she would return to find anything that would like tell her what happened to her sister. In 2017, the family set out a reward of $35,000 for any information that would lead to Erin. And as usual, tips were called in, but nothing ever panned out.
Yeah.
The case was assigned to the Alaska Cold Case Unit, but has never had any developments, although Dave Combs had been ruled out as a suspect. Like, he won't even, like, answer phone calls or anyone, like, trying to contact him about the case. Like, he just refuses to talk about it. So I don't know if he feels guilty or if, like, maybe he really was involved.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. It's kind of just a weird story in general.
Sounds pretty... I'm gonna stay firm with my suspicions of Dave.
Yeah.
I know I'm really going out on a ledge with that. But, like, come on, man. She went missing in the 2 hours. You were wandering around, and then your car just started. Batteries don't just get juice, man.
When that's what I'm thinking.
It's dead, like, they're fucking dead.
Yeah.
He couldn't have even lied, or I found an extra battery. I don't know anything. Yeah. Like,
I think it's weird. Like, yeah, because, like,
2 hours, did they say? Where did he, like, account?
He just, like, walked. Like, apparently, that's like, it, walked, tried to walk and find a friend who lived somewhere around this wooded area, but...
Mm. Boy, that's real fucking shaky.
Yeah.
I was wandering by myself. I'm just gonna say, I want to know who on the police force he knows.
Yeah.
That was, like, vouching for his buddy Dave.
And I feel like I read something, too, that had said that he had taken, like, like, lie detector test or something, and that he failed it, but he said it was because he felt guilty about, like, what happened and, like, leaving and stuff like that.
If I had only stayed, I could have saved her, some bullshit like that. Yeah,
which also I think is weird, like, on a first date, like, I don't know, like, about you, but, like, I wouldn't just be like, okay, I'll sit here with your car, or, like, why didn't she just, like, go walk with him and, like, talk, or, like, I don't know.
I don't know, dude. I was listening to some Kevin and Bean, and they were talking about some bad first dates, and you would be shocked at what people have had happen on their first fucking dates.
Oh, God.
It wouldn't shock me that some awkward, socially moronic dude that just didn't understand women, which would beg the question how he even got that date in the first place. Like, if you landed that date, like, how...
Yeah.
How do you not know it's not okay to, like, leave a woman in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah. And that they were, like, there, like, such a short amount of time. Like, I feel like you drive an hour to the fair and then you only stay there an hour just to, like, leave.
Yeah.
Like, seemed weird to me, but...
I mean, either the date was, like, going
bad
horribly and she demanded to go home.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you're right. Fairs are fucking fun.
Yeah.
Even if you're broke.
Yeah, there's, like, shit to do.
There's,
like,
something you can lost do.
There, like, I don't know. That's what I was wondering. I don't know. Who knows? I feel like he had something to do with it, but...
I bet you something went horribly wrong. She was probably pissed. She was like, I don't need to hear, I don't know, about how you don't need to pay your taxes.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, there was no moon landing and the earth is flat and whatever other shit he was spewing like a crazy person and... Yeah, I don't know. I could just see him being only at the fair for an hour.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, so who knows? Who knows what happened to her? But yeah.
Maybe he faked sickness. Oh, I'm sick. I gotta pull over. I'm gonna throw up. And then he fucking murdered her.
Because, like, apparently they were spotted at the beer garden, but who knows? Like, people say they see people all the time, so who knows, like, if they ever really even made it to the fair.
People,
like...
thought they saw Jesus. Yeah. So, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, that was the case of Erin Marie Gilbert. I wanted to do it since it hasn't been covered a lot. Maybe someone knows something, one of our...
Get Erin's story out there.
Yeah.
That person in Germany that listened to us, they'll be on top of it.
Yeah.
They got this. Yeah.
When it breaks in a few years.
That's right. It all stems back to not this podcast. All right. Mine was, you know, probably not as exciting. Not so much people death. This is really covers animal death. But it's my hippie tree-hugging episode of the Exxon Valdez oil spill that happened in Alaska in the 80s. It was bad. Real bad. So it happened in somewhere called Port William Sound. And a sound, because I had to look that up, I was like, why is it called a sound? It's a narrow stretch of water forming an inlet or connecting to a wider area of water. So, like, two seas of a sea and a lake. Why did I write that? Hold on.
hold on.
Like two seas or a sea and a lake. Got it. Okay. Got it. Okay. I'm doing great. So it happened on March 24th, 1989, and 11 million gallons spilled into the water and contaminated 1,000 miles of coastline in Alaska. So yeah, today, 12% of cargo ships carry toxic crude oil. Each year, around 2 billion tons of unrefined crude oil are moved around the globe. And around 20 million barrels of petroleum are consumed in the U.S., every single fucking day.
Oh my god.
We have a problem. Yeah. So basically the most efficient way to transport oil is by oil tanker. So the industry standard is that the oil sits inside of the hull in sections, right? And it's all just kind of sloshing around in there, but it's they've been doing it that way since the 1880s because up until that point they were transported in barrels, which were stored underneath the ship. But they were leaky, would roll over and spill, and it was, like, really hazardous. But now they just literally put the oil directly into the boat in sections. So they have to factor in something called deadweight. So the tonnage has to be calculated. Basically, just everything the ship carries. The cargo, the fuel, the ballast water, fresh water, the crew, the provisions for the crew. So they're going to literally pack as much oil as they can into those tankers. So after World War II, the demand for oil spiked. Oil tankers that would carry around 25,000 tons of deadweight now had to be increased in size to make transportation more efficient. So now tankers, and like even today, they go around 500,000 tons. So 1880s. 25,000 tons today, 500,000 tons. So we've really, our ships are very big.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. And then, yeah, especially after the oil crisis of 1973, like they tried to make shipping as efficient as possible. So yeah, Prince William Sound, it's known as the gateway to Alaska. And up until 1967, the main sources of income were tourism and fishing. So after that, drilling for oil across the state began. In Prudhoe Bay, gas and oil were discovered. But it's like literally at one of the most northern points of Alaska. So it's like really hard to access it because if boats try to access it through there, there's like way too much ice, they can't do it. So that's why they made the Transatlantic Pipeline, which goes from the north end of Alaska all the way down to the south end of Alaska, and then they dump all that into boats, and then the boats ship it, you know, all around the world. I guess that's the most efficient way to do it.
Yeah,
which makes sense. And that's like an 800 mile pipeline. It's huge.
Oh.
Yeah, so yeah, from there they put it into tankers and whatever, then transport it down to the continental United States. So the locals in Prince William Sound were completely against the terminal being built, even in the first place, of course, because, you know, oil spills happen all the time. But in any case, they put it together. The Exxon Valdez was commissioned in 1986 and was a very large class. It was also a single hull ship. So that means there's literally one layer of steel between the oil and the ocean. And up until that point, there were no laws to implement safety standards for the vessels. So
it was just like, fuck it.
Just do whatever. Just get America that sweet liquid gold. That's what we need. And the double hull is, you guessed it, Laura, two layers of steel between the ocean and the oil. What's crazy, so apparently it's a 10-foot gap. Literally, like a layer of steel, 10-foot gap, and then the second, the inner really layer of steel. Doesn't
really seem like much at all.
Really? 10 feet? That seems huge.
Oh, really?
10 feet? That's a man and a half of space of just air between the layers of steel. So it's like, it's basically, yeah, just so that, like, so, if they puncture, it just fills
that whole hole up
with water. Yeah. So the only problem with that, though, I guess, is like, it kind of, like, puts a lot of wear and tear on the boat. So, like, single-hulled boats will last a lot longer than double-hulled boats. Really? I don't know, the stress of probably a 10-foot, of just 10-foot air around you know? Hmm. I don't know. That's crazy to me.
I feel like it would be better, like, if it was bigger, but I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. I think
10 feet?
You're like, it's huge.
That's two of you. Like, okay,
I guess it is a lot, but.
Damn it. Be impressed. Yeah, so, but because of the size of the ship, they have to be taken away. They have to be, like, they have to have tugboats. They have to have little guiding boats help them out from Prince William Sound because it's such a tight, like, shallow water. But, and, oh, it said, too, so they would kind of, like, just ditch them when they felt like they were in open enough water, and it would take hours for these giant tankers literally just to, like, turn around to get out, like, because it was just, the boats were so big, yeah, it wasn't a lot, like, of space, so they're just like, you know, it's like watching me squeeze between a table and a wall at a restaurant, you know, like, oh, is she gonna make it? People are scooting in,
like, like the movie theater,
right? Oh, sorry, oh, slap somebody's popcorn out of their fucking lap, sorry. But anyway, so on March 23rd, 1989, the XN Valdez left port with 53 million gallons of crude oil on board, and it was making its way to sweet Long Beach, California, baby, home of Sublime. So by 10 p.m. that night, it makes it past the Narrows, and they increase in speed, which is, I don't remember why they said, like, that's not... You don't want to jump to speed too fast. Mm-hmm. I think that was, like, the feeling of the documentary I was watching. I have to remember my sources. Okay.
We'll remember at the end.
We won't remember.
but, we'll get sued in 10 years. No,
if right. So they have port side, starboard side. So basically there's an inbound lane and an outbound lane. So he needs to be in the outbound lane, right? That makes sense. But there was some ice in the way of the boat, so the captain decides he's going to still maintain speed, but he's going to go into basically oncoming traffic of the boat world, right? So, and then the other crazy thing. So first, he's like, all right, don't slow down. We're going to go into the opposite lane of traffic to get around this ice. And we're not going to slow down. We're going to speed up. And then he hands the controls over to his third mate, which apparently is, like, a big no-no. Like, if you're a captain and it's, like, real, you're not in open sea.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be, you know, at the front,
man,
whatever
the
they...
ship.
The man of the fucking ship. That's right. What do they call it? The deck. Yeah, you need to be on deck. I was trying to think of, like, what the fuck? I was thinking of, like, Star Trek. It doesn't matter. Okay. So, like, the bridge, whatever. So then at around 11:40, the stupid captain tells his third mate to put the ship into autopilot, which, and people are like, why would you do this? Because they weren't out at sea yet. They're still in, like, sea traffic. And then, okay, and then he says, no, put it on a program where it steadily increases speed. And they're like, this
like reminds me of the guy from Jaws where he's just like going crazy. They're like, slow down. He's just like full speed ahead, like smashes the fucking radio. Like,
I think that was him. Yeah. No, this guy is dumber. He's a fucking idiot. So, like, so he puts it on a program. It's steadily increasing in speed. And then they're still in the fucking inbound lane. But the captain has this extra fucking stupid idea because there's, like, so he doesn't want to stay in the lane of the incoming traffic because he's going outbound. So he's like, I'm going to go further out of the path and I'm going to go in between, like, these islands to, like, go around to get past any incoming traffic. And then I can scoot out into the back into my right lane. Because there's this ice in my path and I don't want to slow down and I'm on a program to speed up and we're just going to zip right through these islands and we're out of here. So that's his brilliant fucking idea. So it was somewhere near, it was called Bisbee Island. which sounds like adorable, yeah. right? It sounds like a little kid movie.
I think of like cute little like animals or something, like little fat.
Fuck yeah, dude. I picture like a Wes Anderson movie of like Bisbee Island. So yeah, then they're going to make their way back into the right lane. And then the real kicker is the captain fucked off. He was like, all right, you guys got this? Good. Okay, I'm out. So he like tells him to do this incredibly dangerous maneuver. Yeah. And then it turns out too that like they're running on a skeleton crew. So the third mate apparently had like way too much on his plate anyway. Yeah. He was like so overworked. And then he's telling him to do all this other crazy shit. It's like almost fucking midnight. It's like dark as shit. You know, they can't see anything. So he's gone. And then a lookout on board says that they realize they're way, way closer to the islands than the equipment's telling them mm-hmm. that they're from the island. So their electrics are off. And this is the moment when everyone was like, we're fucked. And then they were no longer in deep water. And at 12:04, the oil tanker ran aground on Bly Reef. And the impact punctured 8 out of the 11 cargo tanks, which caused 11 million gallons to leak into the ocean.
Oh my God.
It was bad news. So through the night, the only thing they could do was like turn the engines off, because I think they tried to like get it out and it just like wasn't working because it's this huge fucking tanker carrying 500,000 tons of whatever.
So did they get stuck like in
they
the just reef,
yeah or... they ran aground, they like couldn't yeah, like they couldn't move get it out. Oh. So yeah, in the morning another vessel comes up, it pulls up next to it, and it gets the remaining 40 million gallons off the rig. Oh. So when safety officials arrived on the boat, they reported smelling alcohol and gave the crew toxicology tests. So they figured that the captain at the time was probably over the legal limit of drinking. Yeah. So you had a drunk.
He sounds fucking drunk and crazy.
He sounds like the Jaws guy. Like yeah. He was probably drunk and like, spear it up, put it between the islands. I don't give a
faster,
fuck
anymore. Faster. Like he just like, why is he obsessed with going so fast? That's what I want to know.
And then he gallops off. I don't know. On his imaginary horsey. Yeah, let me see. So he was cleared for piloting the boat while drunk because he apparently he wasn't technically on board. He thought like, oh, I won't get in trouble if I fuck off. But he did get like in trouble for negligence.
Yeah.
So he got charged with negligence. Good. Thank God something happened to him.
Jesus.
But the environmental impacts that were made, it was made worse by a storm. So it sucks so bad. They were like, okay, we think we can get a handle on it. And then the storm comes and just like spreads everything fucking everywhere. Yeah. The coast just is like black, you know, for like miles. So they try to clean the shore up with hot, high pressure washers. So there was a time where that was like the thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing too is like Exxon knows that they look bad. Like they look real fucking bad right now. So they were telling people like, just try to get as much oil off the beaches as you can. Like try to make sure it doesn't look as bad as it is, you know, which is like normal, right? For a corporation to be like, fix it, fucking fix it.
Damage control.
So like, but the problem was like they'd spray it and then like, it would just like tide would come in and then just like coat like it all bag. Again. So like every day they're out there spraying fucking oil off the rocks. And then the other unfortunate thing is because all you're doing is spraying, okay, you cleaned the rock, but all you've done is spray oil like into the surrounding plants. Yeah. And now you're just contaminating like more shit because you're not doing it right. You're just like trying to make it go away and it's not going away. So, of course, you know, there was a huge impact on the fishing industry. Yeah. Okay. So, Exxon had to pay $2 billion for the cleanup. And then $1.8 billion for habitat restoration. Mm. This is in the fucking 80s.
Yeah.
So, this disaster forced changes to be made. So, specifically to enforce double-hulled boats. You know, like I said, it does add more stress and fatigue to the tanker, but now I guess today they have the tugboats take them out like way further way further out into the ocean, the, rather than just like,
yeah,
just like, oh, far yeah. enough for you to make a really sad, slow U-turn. So like now they make sure that they get them like to a safe spot for them to like turn around and whatever. And then the other thing too is like the technology is so much better now than it was in the 80s. So like it's safer for, you yeah. know, these giant oil tankers out there. But like you still hear accidents, like the one in the, didn't one like just happen?
I feel like, yeah, I did hear something.
Like near Texas, I think.
Yeah, because.
And then the Gulf. Yeah, the Gulf of Mexico one years ago by BP. That was like real fucking bad. And then like, because you know how talking about companies trying to make it look like not so bad. So apparently they were working with like, I don't remember if it was Greenpeace or like the EPA. But like they came in and talked to BP, like the people that were in charge of like the getting everything like handled. And they were like, okay, please just let the oil come to the top so that we can skim it off the top. Like that's the best way we can handle what we've got. They were like, okay. And they were like, please, no matter what you do, do not use the chemical that, like, it basically would coat the oil in little bubbles and then, like, sink to the ground. They were like, please don't use that. Just let it come to the top for us to skim it. But they wanted it to not look so bad. So they literally, right where the oil was spilling out, they put a pressure, like a pipe, and just pumped this chemical, like, full fucking blast so that all of this shit just like sank to the bottom of the ocean so that they didn't look as bad, you know. So
interesting. I didn't know they even had that.
Yeah, it's a way to like coat it and give it like a little protective coating, but that just means still, it's like it's still there.
Yeah,
if a storm comes and like rustles it up, it'll like recontaminate.
Yikes.
So anyway, but like yeah, they say that the damage still isn't done at the Port William Sound, that it'll still be, like, decades until it's fully recovered.
Yeah.
But the final death count was 250,000 seabirds, almost 3,000 sea otters, 300 harbor seals, 250 bald eagles, 22 killer whales, and billions of salmon eggs.
Wow.
And then many fishermen went bankrupt because, obviously, they're, like they have no...
fucked us.
Here's what's really fucked up. This spill is only the... 36th worst oil tanker spill.
Yikes.
Dude, right? Like, fuck.
Yeah. Don't think of that.
So the worst was in 1979 off the coast of Tobago in the West Indies when the Atlantic Empress lost 287,000 tons of crude oil in a collision versus the Valdez losing 37,000 tons. So, yikes. And then apparently, let's see, recent opening for more offshore drilling could lead to more devastating accidents. And then Joe Biden, I guess, did a thing this year that, like, seized, it stopped all offshore drilling. Fucking rock on.
I saw that.
Yep. And in the last 50 years, there have been 613 reported oil spills of 7 metric tons or more from tankers.
Oh.
So, like, some crazy shit. And then, yeah, there's still pockets of oil buried. They say 4 to 8 inches under the sand in Port William Sound. And that, yeah, just that the site will probably never, like, officially be clean. And then, let's see, since at least the year 1990, they've contributed $25 million to political candidates, and this is ExxonMobil, and spent over $287 million in lobbying. So they tend to give more to conservatives, but let's face it, they'll give to whoever, like, you know, pats their belly. But Captain Joseph Hazelwood, that was the name of the drunk guy, he was convicted of a misdemeanor for negligence.
What?
I know, whatever. He was fined $50,000.
Oh,
right. But he was sentenced to serve 1,000 hours of community service.
Okay.
Right. I was like, I hope they made him only clean up the oil.
I know,
like, well,
I hope
we got plenty of volunteer opportunities right here. So the oil spill affected more than 26,000 jobs in the tourism industry. It says over 11,000 personnel, 58 aircrafts, and 1,400 vessels were used to clean up the affected area. And ExxonMobil comes in at one of the top 40 largest companies in the world. So go ExxonMobil, because I think the people, Let me see. Oh, I don't know if I read it. Oh, so the damage costs the local fishing industry at least $300 million.
Wow.
And,
oh, my gosh.
But punitive damages were $5 billion. Mm. So Exxon fought that $5 billion for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And eventually paid $500 million. To like 10 years?
Oh,
10 fucking... Because they got all the money. Yeah. They're a corporation. What the fuck do they care about the poors? Yeah.
No.
So that was... The Exxon,
wow,
yeah, Valdez spill.
I always remembered, like, just like this reminds me of it, because like I lived in Galveston or whatever, like growing up, like by the coast and stuff. And I remember like there was a day, like it was like career day or something. So like there was like all these different stations where like people came. But I remember it was like, gosh, I want to say it was like they were with like the firefighters or something. But they were talking like oil spill and this and that, and like they just invented this new like technology or something like. I was also an elementary kid, so like who knows, but it looked like a giant, like almost like cotton pad, but it was like huge, and they filled up this thing of like water with like oil, and they put it on top, and it like absorbed like all the oil on the top. But I always remember thinking it was like so cool, like, I'm just like, this is how we clean them and like stuff. And I was like, wow, like, but
like, well, unfortunately we don't have 287,000 tons of these cotton pads to clean up all this shit.
Yeah, I wonder if they still use that. But
there's we always need new ways to fucking.
It's so hard to clean the oceans.
It seems
like a nightmare.
You heard of like the plastic island where it's literally so much plastic?
Makes me sad.
You know, John watches all kinds of science programs, and I catch occasionally, like, my brain can connect with what they're saying, and then, like, I pay attention. But one guy was talking about just, he was like, fish, like, even organic, wild-caught, whatever, salmon, they probably
have eaten
plastics. Yeah. Like, they've got it. It's everywhere. Yeah. Like, literally, like, plastic, it's in our clothes, it's in our... It's in the food we eat, like, it's in fucking everything.
We are trash people.
Yeah, and then, where does it come from? Fucking oil! We, like, we've got to come up with something different, dude.
I agree.
We put all of our eggs in one basket. We were like, oil is all we'll ever need. Like, that...
Literally.
There has to be something else.
Oh my gosh, she just reminded me of, like, an argument Garrett and I got into one day.
Really?
Because I was telling him this, he's like... What else are we supposed to do, Laura? And I was like, here are the reason why. Like, this, like,
first of all, we could all
problem people like you.
We could all switch our cars over to ethanol.
Yeah.
It's just your computer chip that tells you, like, how much gas versus ethanol versus oxygen versus whatever. Yeah. Like, it's just a computer chip telling your engine what it's allowed to take in. We could all switch our cars over to ethanol. We could go over to, like, biodegradable plastics, like
we have like smart people, like fucking figure it out, like
really smart people with like degrees, like,
why
shit.
Are we still in the fucking stone
because you have people spending $287 million in lobbying, that's why. You think the Koch brothers are gonna fucking give up their sweet gig? I don't think so. That's right, the Cox.
Sweet.
One of them is dead, so now it's just the Koch. Now it's just one cock. I feel bad. When he died, I was like, I almost put like, burn in hell. I was like, I think that's a bit much, you know? He's still dead. Like,
yeah, it's like, okay.
He's still, have I don't little, know if he had kids.
Have a little respect.
No. Yeah, it's like just a teensy, I mean, never mind that he's fucked over countless people over his life.
It's like, if it was me, he'd be like, burn in hell. No.
I hope the devil shits in your mouth.
I hope you fucking get coke shoved down your throat.
I hope you get COVID. What was it? Occasionally, look, I'm tired of the spam calls. I get several a day. And sometimes if I'm bored and angry enough, I'll let it connect me to a person. And I did tell a dude I hoped his dick rotted off, and then I hung up the phone just a few days ago.
Oh my gosh.
He had it coming.
I loved when we could like just say things to the spam people when they would call the shop.
Oh. Like, oh yeah.
She's dead. Like, hang up.
I did. I would, people like, if they'd ask for me, first off, the owner's never in. Never. Yeah. I don't know who their owner is. I just got hired here. I'm the fucking owner. I'll be like, oh, she's not. You just missed her. I would tell people, like, oh, she's getting her anus bleached. And then I'd hang up, you know. I would tell people, like, I would tell people they were going through a tunnel. Oh, you're going through a tunnel. And then I'd hang up. It just, yeah. You know, we got to make, you got to make your own fun. Because it was not always fun being there.
Those bizarre people who came in.
Which ones? There were so the many. Ones,
they were like salespeople, but they were like really like
oh, the T-Mobile horrible. People.
It was like a man and a woman. Do you remember?
It were was they T-Mobile. It was T-Mobile because he was trying to.
They were like trying to tell jokes or something. And that's what I remember. And it was like really bad. Oh,
they
thought
they were hilarious. Yeah. They were like a duo. Like, like they did jazz hands for us. Not really. Something like he fell and she like laughed. Yeah, stuff
I remember like. I just remembered something about, like, falling or something like that. And I was like, what the fuck?
But, yeah. Well, and then, like, he was trying to get me to give him my social security number. I was like, for an alert for a phone deal? I was like, I don't feel comfortable giving you this. And then he goes, oh, well, here, you could just put it on our encrypted tablet or something. And then I remember sitting there looking at it and going, I just really don't think you need this. And then they got grumpy, and I don't know if you remember, but, like, that was when they kind of, like, got a little, like, they left, like, really quick after that. Like, I'm not sure that they were actually T-Mobile people. That's what
I
was saying.
Like, I felt like they were, like, shady, weird
people. I've actually wondered that, like, because I gave them a little bit of my information.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just feel like this is too much.
Yeah.
This is a phone. This isn't...
I love that one time when that guy was like, is she available? And you're like, she's actually working. Like,
yeah. Because I knew it was like, you're nice.
Yeah.
You're going to sit there and let him talk. Yeah. And it was like, and I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm so busy. Like, I'm going to be here till midnight probably. And that I did. I was like, I'm not... Because I remember looking and like wanting to ask you and then going, like, she doesn't want to talk to this guy. So I was like... I think I said, like, well, she's on the clock. Like, I don't think
I remember that. I get out of here, I was like, Buster. He was like, oh, like.
Well, it's just, when you're bombarded with phone calls, when you have people come in, not super regular, but, like, enough.
Yeah, it's like,
It's like, please just fucking stop.
Yeah. Oh.
And then, old, or previous, you know, owner, currently, because his dad has a shop, too, in town. Mm-hmm. And I drove by it today, and it wasn't open. So I'm like, I hope it closed. I know it's his dad. Like,
he's like always telling us to go in there. I don't know.
I almost went in. There have been times.
Have you heard about like how he's doing or anything? Or?
No.
Yeah.
All I know is he was paying extra because like we have an arrangement with him. He didn't stop, but he started making less. The minimum payments. And it was like, oh boy. It wasn't like a progression down. It was like...
Immediately, like one month to the next.
1 week was lots extra. And then the next month was like bare minimum.
Yeah.
So it was like, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Because he's got... He says he has invested in Bitcoin. So it's like, I know Bitcoin is worth often like 50,000. You know, it's worth a lot.
Yeah.
So it's like, if this has to go to court, I'm going to be happy to share that.
Yeah.
Be like, he's got Bitcoin. He can fucking pay me his Bitcoin money. He's got a
lot of random shit he always talks about. Like,
yeah.
The weird money his debit schemes.
Fucking.
Yeah, oh God.
Did I tell you the time he showed a chick his fucking credit card? She came in and paid. And he had just gotten this credit card. He showed me.
Yeah, I think I remember you telling me this.
What the fuck? So like, he had just gotten it. And then this chick comes in and pays with the same credit card. He was like, oh, I just got one of those too. And he takes it out and he shows it to her. And I remember her being like really awkward. Like she was like, oh.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, they're real nice. Like, wait, you're showing me a piece of fucking plastic with numbers on it. Why are you
connect?
Like a little kid showing you his Pokemon cards. But it was like, it's a credit card. There's
like we all have one.
Right? Like, it's not like, oh, look, it's got this cool hologram on it. Like, there's It's like so a bizarre. Piece of black plastic.
So weird.
It's fucking bizarre. Fucking dude. And I was going to ask you too before you leave. There's a thing happening next Sunday. It's like, okay. Oh, I didn't tell you. So, okay. Starting Saturday, it's like through the Pikes Peak region is doing this thing called like 12 days of science or something like that, or like 12 cool days. There's a fucking ton of shit happening over the next week and a half. Ooh. I'm fucking pumped. So Saturday we're going to go. It's like a family thing where they have like the labs open or something at UCCS. So you just have to register, but it's free. But so we're going to go and tour it around. But then they have like other shit going on. Dude, I put it in a fucking planner because I was I have to write all of this down. One is like a woodworking shop. One is like, oh, the one I wanted you to go with. Hopefully, please come with me. It's on Sunday, like I said. It's like a microgreens and mushroom tour. So like they show you how it's all done and like all the different kinds of mushrooms, and there's like little kits you can buy at the end of the tour and all this crazy shit. It looks really cool, right? Like adorable. And it's in Manitou actually. Go, it's at like the Manitou Art Center. So, and there's like a ton of stuff actually happening in Manitou, like the Heritage Center. Oh, there's like a Garden of the Gods star party next Wednesday. So like 6:30 the Astronomy Society is out next Wednesday.
I went to one of those before. It was really cool. Really? Yeah.
So we're already planning on being there on Wednesday. Nice. Like, I'm fucking pumped for that. And then Tuesday is that woodworking thing. I'm like, dang. John and I are going fucking crazy.
You should send me your little planner.
Like, before you go, I'll like show you my notes.
Cute.
So lots to do. Check your local calendars for local events. But it's I think, I don't know, I doubt anyone local is listening to this, but through UCCS I think has some links, and then I'm pretty sure like NPR probably has all kinds of fucking links to that. So it's I'm so excited about some of this shit because like I've been doing nothing. And this is all free, so I'm, like, freaking the fuck out because, like, I'm missing a huge concert that's coming up. It's Flogging Molly is coming with the Violent Femmes, and, like, I'm too poor. I'm, like, really bummed about that. But it's okay. Like, there's other shit to do. And then, Saturday, next Saturday is, like, a thing. It's, like, a lecture. This dude, he teaches at Notre Dame.
Oh,
he's coming down to talk about Colorado Springs. I'm, like, okay. So they're talking something about like science that's like local to the region or like that.
That'd be
so
cool.
He's actually going to talk about like William Palmer and shit. That. Yeah. I know, sir. Yeah. Like, fucking put your hands down. I'm going to have security throw me out. I wonder what security at the Manitou Fine Arts Center looks like. It's probably like some balding guy in a polo t-shirt with like a calculator,
like security
watch
at fucking Walmart when they're like, you can't go through the store, ma'am. The guy's just like sitting the whole time. It's like, are you gonna stop me?
Stop me, smock.
I like walked out. She's like, we're calling security. I was like,
okay,
bye.
The trick is to just keep walking
because
they have to make the call. Sorry, that was something on Kevin and Bean. Okay, I know they're like really running over. But like that was something on Kevin and Bean. They were talking about sneaking into venues.
Yeah.
So many stories of people just, I put on a Coke shirt with like a hat and I brought a dolly. And I said, I'm here to talk to Steve. And they just fucking let you in.
Wow.
No one questioned shit. And a lot of people talking about security. Like I showed up with a walkie-talkie and like just a black hat. And I had a friend who was in jeans and a t-shirt, and I said, oh, yeah, I'm training him today. He's got to come with me, you know, but I'm looking for Kevin. My mic broke. And they'll be like, yeah, just come on in. No one fucking cares. And then I was thinking about your curly fry incident where it's like, all you have to do is blend in with the crowd.
Yeah.
Seem like you know what you're doing. And nobody blinks an eye.
Makes me want to try just like, hey.
Yeah. And then, so like the one guy, Kevin, because they're in LA. Well, you know, they were based in LA, the show. He talked about, he got into the fucking Academy Awards.
What?
He dressed in a fucking tux. He went up to a security guard. He goes, it kind of worked and kind of didn't. So he goes, I waited for security guard to kind of have his back turned. I went over and I tapped him on the shoulder and went, hey man, I left my ticket inside. I got to pop out to my car real quick, or I got to make a call or something like that. Just, can you remember my face so that when I come back in, you can just let me in? And that was his tactic. And it worked. I mean, it backfired on him because the guy was like, you need your ticket. He was like, I already told you. And he goes, I started to yell at the guy that he was like, just being rude to me, like, don't you know who I am? And he's nobody. Like, you know, there's no, yeah. So then he's like, okay, if you can convince the producer that, like, you belong here, then you can come in. So they go, and he goes, I start yelling at the producer that, like, he needs to let me in. And I guess the producer guy looked at the security guard and was like, what are you doing? Just let him in. Like, he didn't fucking care that this guy didn't have his ticket. He's like, I have other shit to, I'm running the Academy Awards. I don't give a shit about this weird guy who wants to get in. So it, like, blew my mind.
That sounds funny. I want to listen to that.
How many people just, like, I need to go to Meow Wolf. I'm just going to put a fucking Pepsi hat on and I'm just going to wander in. Oh, what was it? One guy said to you, he's like, you bring a pizza. You say, I'm here for a pizza for the band. And they just let you in. It's like, fuck, that's genius.
They'll, like, take you back to the band and be like, hey. They'll be like,
toodles. But I would never have the guts.
Yeah.
Like, you talking, even, like, you talking about your curly fry thing, I'd have waited in line for 3 fucking hours. I'd have been really angry about it. I'd have been the only bitch that paid that night. Yeah. Like, I get it from my fucking mom.
Yeah.
She's, like, over the top honest.
Just like, no.
Yeah. Well, like, you know the little DNA tests for figuring out? So she called the place and was like, yeah, I'm not the parent or guardian. Can I still do it? They were like, well, I guess you could get, like, a signature or something. She, like, she forced them to make her do it the most, like, to the letter way possible. We were like, just do it. What are you doing? Hi, I have a confession to make. I am not the parent. It's like, is she spitting into a tube? Yeah. Just fucking send it in. She's, like, so honest. Sunny. It hurts. Yeah, like.
Like, too honest.
If she finds a fucking dollar, she'll, like, go turn it in. Yeah. You know, she's very, very honest. I don't know what happened to us children. We went to the dark side. But your mom, is she an overly honest person, or she just doesn't give a fuck?
It depends. I feel like it depends. Like, she could be like me. Sometimes she'll do a little more crazy things than me. Like, I'm like, okay.
Now I know
where I'm
from. Yeah. Yeah. Well, shit, okay. I feel like we've done enough for one night. Well, we had a lot of catching up to do. I haven't seen you in 6 years. So it was nice to catch up.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you let me know. Oh, I need to see if you wanted to go somewhere with me Sunday, too. Now I don't remember. Not the microgreen thing.
Okay.
It's something else.
Okay.
Dude, there's so much happening. Okay, we'll look at my calendar. All right. Okay, well, I think that's it. And we're still working on that catchphrase together. Because we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Until we're really? At the end of the podcast.
Why do we never talk about it?
Or is at the end like, oh, yeah.
I just remembered, Heather, did you listen to that song I sent you where it's like, it puts the lotion
it
on
puts
the
skin. Or else it gets the hose again. I loved it. That was great.
I know.
I told Mary about it. I was like, oh, yeah, it's referring to Silence of the Lambs. She was like, oh, can I watch it? I was like, no. No, you can't. You can watch Squid Games. Yeah. You can't. You cannot watch Silence. The only part I'm concerned about is the mangina.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I feel like he could handle everything else. But, like, that mangina, like, that's it's too much.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Yes. All right. Toodles. All right.
Bye.
Bye.